Okay. Something I was going to say, but I forgot. Well, I was picking up my microphone, so I just leave it on here, see if I can remember. Oh yeah, people being disturbed at TH. I know when you start talking about these things, some people, they just want to go somewhere else. And others will go anyway. The whole world is hopeless. I'm a hopeless mess anyway. Why care?
Ciao, ciao.
And others would say, why are you talking about problems? Just enjoy life while it lasts. Who cares? And then many, they just go on. With the ordinary routine. Especially here in the privileged countries. Oh, my nose is a little too big. And, oh, did you see that last Marvel movie? But whether you're waiting for the eve of destruction or expecting a life on comfortable rails. Then, well, we will do good by sometimes looking a bit deeper at what's going on here in this world, in this life, and inside ourselves, what is lurking in the shadows. of the basement, and what is shining there in the heart. So really, if we look at the world today, from within here, where our vision is clearer, what's going on? Just the way it should be, and what needs to be improved? Well, it's pretty clear now to most of us, isn't it? Some things need to be improved. Well, you know, we've got the big mess out there in the environment. Big monsters. Rolling all over the planet and sucking out all her resources. And yes, we humans, we're little germs on this planet, have become so powerful. Let's pride ourselves for that. That we are actually able to cause substantial destruction of this world we live in. Applause. All the scientists and technicians and money makers and politicians and power hungry profit hungry big people out there. Look at you. You're really something. Well, maybe the thing is that we most of us would rather be something, someone else. And the ones going to history for destroying our planet. We can joke about it, but yes, sometimes we need to, for anyone to wake up and listen. But yes, we gotta do something. Who? Well, we. Well, you know, the wars and the exploitation. It's some few people. You are the ones sucking the goodies out of everything they find. Also do it from others. People, animals, plants, you name it. They are all meant for my enjoyment. So yeah, I guess that's, if we look a little deeper, which we are doing now, right, from within, it's really starting here within. Because the way we act, and let's admit it, the problems in the world today is because we, not the other ones, are acting in a wrong way, meaning ways that just don't work. Not in the long run, and not for everyone. So the way we act, what we do and what we don't do, of course depends on how we think, what dreams we have, what wishes and desires we have, what we want. And then we go for that with whatever we have, right? Our body being one of the instruments. So we need to look in there. What do you think about the world? What it is, why it is here, what it is for, what you are doing here, what you are for. If you're like me, I guess you want to be happy, enjoy life and have fun. And you may also have noticed, if you care to notice what's going on deeper in here, it's just having fun with the toys out there in the sandbox, by grabbing what you can and beating up the others if needed and all that. well, leaves us with a feeling in there that there must be more to it. I'm not satisfied. Of course, someday just try again, get more, intensify. Others understand that even if I could consume the whole world, I probably would feel pretty much the same, because what we are looking for and needing and craving is something deeper, a mystery to some, obvious to others. Let's see what we will find here from the inside looking out.